Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP.
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out. Right about now, we're going to kick off our exit interview. And I don't know about you, but one of the worst feelings you could possibly get after breaking up with somebody is not knowing really why that person ended the relationship.
Right, because everyone's always like, you know, that you get the, it's not you, yeah, it's me, just sort of that surface reasoning, and it's so frustrating.
Or you just feel like they're BSing you on why.
Exactly.
You know, you get that,
yeah,
like, yeah, exactly what Chelsea said, but you feel like, nah, you're just trying to spare my feelings, but how's that going to help me move on with my life?
And maybe this has been a pattern in your life now, yeah, that relationships don't last very long, and you want to get better at them. That's why we created the exit interview, where we reach out to your ex for you, and basically ask them to answer survey questions about your relationship and find out more about what really went down. We got Jeff on the line from Garden Grove. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How's it going?
Thanks for reaching out. We're doing well, bro. So you dated your girlfriend for about 5 months. It recently ended. Give us some more context before we reach out to her.
Well, we went out for 5 months. Everything was going well. We went on a trip to Lake Tahoe with a couple of friends of mine. You know, we had a really great time. It was amazing. And 2 days later, she calls me and says, it's over.
After the trip?
After the trip, it's over.
Did you do anything dumb on that trip?
Yeah, did you guys, like, fight a lot?
Yeah.
No, we didn't fight. We had a good time. Well, you know, I party hard, you know, and we had a good time. Nothing went wrong. I thought that, you know, we were kind of on the skids a little bit. I thought the trip would save it because we had such a great time.
How did it end? You know, when you have that moment where it's like, okay, hugs, kisses, goodbye.
The trip ended. It ended cool. Like, we didn't break up until 2 days later.
All right, Jeff. So coming up next, we're going to talk to Melanie, your ex-girlfriend. We're not going to blindside her. She already knows, and she's agreed to be on with us and give us some insight into the relationship and how you can become a better partner in the future, bro, in 2019. And the one thing, though, is that you don't get to talk to her, bro, because we want to protect her and just for her to be completely open and comfortable with giving us the truth about the relationship, all right?
That's fine. I just want to know what happened.
We don't want to create any confrontation here.
It's not an argument. Yeah. It's like an FYI situation.
Okay.
All right. Hang tight, bro. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being such a good sport about this. Let me go ahead and just kick off with the survey. What would you say makes him extremely attractive, or at least to you?
Well, I mean, he's good looking. He's tall, which I really like. And he has a really good butt. That good butt is important.
All right.
So I just find that out.
Butts on dudes? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the way a guy wears his jeans, I think, is really important. Mm.
All right, good times. Let me ask you this. Compared to your exes, where would he rank in the bedroom from a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being amazing.
I'm not bitter, so I'm going to go ahead and give him like an 8.5.
All right.
That's nice. I love that caveat of, I'm not bitter, so I'm not just going to crush this guy on the radio. He's a 1!
All right, last but not least, what can Jeff improve on in regards to future relationships that maybe you didn't appreciate when you guys were together? Maybe that's the real reason why you guys broke up.
Yeah, that's easy. When we went on this trip.
What trip are you talking about, Melanie?
He took me to Lake Tahoe. We went on a trip to Lake Tahoe.
So it's the same trip he told us about. Okay, got it. Okay, that was recent. Okay.
It was a great trip for about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Well, that didn't
sound
like it lasted long.
Then I talked to his long-term friends. There were three guys and three other women there, and we're all chatting and whatever. They proceeded to let me know that Jeff had slept with all of them.
Whoa. When you say all of them, you're talking about all his friends or just the three girls?
I mean, I didn't ask about the men, but no, definitely the three women. And it was a whole situation. And they had details. They had receipts. You have no idea.
Oh,
so
my
these
gosh.
Were not just his BFFs. This were his like, BFFBs, like his, you know, BFFs with benefits, apparently.
Hold on real quick, Melanie. You're trying to tell me that Jeff invited you on this trip to Tahoe, and he invited his booty calls, his side pieces, on this trip?
Yeah.
Okay, but wait. What? So do we know for sure there's current booty calls, yeah, or was it just in the past? And second question, like, how did it come up? Like, did the girls kind of in secret be like, girl, you should know, this is girl code, you should know this?
Well, we were sitting around, we were having cocktails, and one mentioned we made a good-looking couple, and I mentioned, yes, thanks a lot, and he's good-looking, and he's sexy, and somebody chimed in on that and said, yes, he is, and he's especially good at blah, 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 blah.
At Gilman?
It sounded like one or two of them may have been fairly recent, like over the past year.
And like the biggest thing is that he didn't give you a heads up.
All right, Melanie, we get it. So just be a little more open about who's going to be around, especially if you've hooked up with them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie, thank you for being a good sport. It sounds like you ain't even tripping about not being with him anymore. You sound really happy, actually. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right, Melanie's gone. Jeff.
Oh, my God.
I'm
please
not happy
break
with
it
you.
Down. Explain. How is it that you invite your girlfriend with your potential current booty calls on this trip, bro?
Not cool.
No, they're not current booty calls. These are girls I've known since high school, and we would occasionally hook up on breaks in between girlfriends and in between their boyfriends. I can't believe they played me out like that, man. I can't believe they would go and tell.
You didn't think to give your girlfriend a heads up that she'd be hanging out with some girls?
No, these are my friends. I didn't think they would say something that stupid.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. If he outs himself, he knows there's going to be a fight. If he rolls the dice and hopes his girls don't snitch, there might not be a fight.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking they did this on purpose. Wait till one of them get a boyfriend.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm getting my get back. I'm getting some get back.
I think some of them might have crushes on you still, yeah, and feelings, for sure.
This brings up the question, though, and I would love to ask you that are listening right now. If you're in a relationship with someone and you're going to happen to be in a group of friends, do you want your significant other to tell you who's going to be at this party that they've already hooked up with?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
like, give you
hell
the
no.
full
yep.
list. Hey, by the way, we're going to go to this party. FYI, I've hooked up with A, B, C, and D.
Well, hopefully it's not A, B, C, and D. Hopefully it's like A, maybe B.
I don't I don't want to know her list, and I'm not telling her mine.
I wanna know.
So, Brian, you're like, hell no.
Hell no. I don't want, because then I don't want to get a couple drinks in and be like, that dude, that's the dude, that dude, that fat guy over that dude, really.
Come on,
that
like, guy. Wait, gorditos can shake it and move it, bro.
Yeah, but when you're drunk, you're just mad and looking for reasons.
I feel more empowered to know, and also I can like kill those girls with kindness.
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean?
That kill came with a pause, and I was really afraid for a second.
Still sounds unhealthy.
I like to be empowered. I feel like my man's telling me the truth. I like that, you know?
Jeff, thank you so much for bringing up this conversation, bro, because I believe a lot of people are going through this issue just like yourself, my man.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I got to figure this out, man.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. If you're in a relationship, do you want your partner to tell you before you go to a party or a hangout who is going to be there that they've already hooked up with in the past? Yes or no? Maria from Simi Valley, good morning.
Good morning.
Maria, thank you for listening to us. So if you're in a relationship and you and your partner are about to go out to a party, do you want them to tell you, hey, by the way, I've hooked up with XYZ. Heads up, they're going to be there at that party. Do you want to know or do you not want to know?
If it's one, that's fine. But if he's hooked up with two or three or four or five, like this previous caller had called, no. We shouldn't even, he shouldn't even be thinking about going to any party.
Okay.
Because I would never want to be put in that position.
Well, I think the circumstances for his are a little different. Like, those are people he's known forever. So now you're going back in the high school days and stuff.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, if it's an ex, like an ex-boyfriend or whatever, a girlfriend, and you're going in, you just don't want to feel like a fool when you find out. But if it's just some, like, 5 years ago, some random hookup, like, just save it. I don't want to ruin my night.
Maria, speaking about looking like a fool, let me tell you why I would appreciate for my significant other to tell me who's going to be at this party that they've hooked up with in the past. This happened to me when I was 18, freshman in college. I was talking to some girl. We go to this house party, right, in Pomona. I was at Cal Poly Pomona. And I had no idea that she had hooked up with two guys that were at the party. And the dudes came up to me and were talking to me. And like, oh, man, you hanging out with so-and-so? I'm like, yeah. Oh, she's hot, bro. Congrats on bagging that. This and that. And the whole time, they're basically
making fun of me.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like an idiot when I found out later.
I just think it's rude. They're just trying to stir up the pot. Like, why is it their business to go and tell you?
That's a good point.
Like, I think that was an awkward situation.
Totally.
Ignorance is bliss.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Because Edgar could have just walked around, walked away from that party and been like, none the wiser, and then move on with your life, and now you got a story that's annoying. Listen, I'm going to say no one wants to feel like a fool, but I'm also like, a lot of things that you don't know don't hurt you.
Yeah, but I think also you knowing in that situation, it's going to change the way you react to it.
Yeah.
So it's like jokes on them, actually. No, guys, I actually know.
No, guys, she's a
exactly.
We all did it.
It's not about being a Everyone has a past.
No, I'm not saying that. It's like, I don't know how it takes the power from the guys that are where they're all going to go like, Captain Planet, put your knuckles in the middle, guys. Let's do a team handshake.
Yeah, but they think it's funny because it's a joke. They think it's a joke on Edgar.
I didn't appreciate it, so I wish I would have known. But Maria, appreciate you calling in. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year. You guys have a good one.
Bye. Sierra from Culver City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Sierra. Thank you for listening. So you're going to go to a hangout or a party with your significant other. Do you want them to tell you and give you a heads up, hey, FYI, there are some people that are going to be there that I've hooked up with in the past?
Absolutely. I don't think you need to do the whole, like, this is how many people I've slept with, blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to be in a party situation where a girl is going to come up to me and be like, oh, by the way, me and your boyfriend, like, I got to be prepared for that.
I actually had an interesting situation once where I made out with a guy. It was very innocent, but we became friends. And then we went on a double date because I started dating one of his friends. And I was meeting his girlfriend for the first time. And I'll never forget, her and I went to the bathroom. And she turns to me and she goes, hey, I know you and Mark hooked or made out or whatever.
Right.
And it was kind of like a very empowering thing. I like that she sort of addressed it because we kind of had a laugh about it. And then in my head, I'm like, oh, he must really like her for him to tell him. And it was like so innocent, but it still was like a respect thing between a guy and a girl that he let her know that. It was, there was nothing between us. It had been so long ago, but still, I think there's a respect thing there.
Right. And then you can be friends with the girl or you don't feel awkward around her anymore.
Mm-hmm. Kill me? Well, I don't know about being friends with them. Like, the dudes that were making fun of me at that party, I wasn't trying to be homies with them after I found out they hooked up with the girl I was hanging out with.
No, but me and this girl became really good friends and still to this day, we're great friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, you're way better than I am.
I think you just got to know yourself. If you know yourself, you know how you'll respond to it. I don't want to talk to those dudes. I don't really care. I don't want to walk away from that situation questioning like, oh, that's weird. Like, I just rather live my life.
Brian, didn't you find out that your current girlfriend had hung out with a basketball player?
Yeah, and now I can't watch that team.
What happens if you watch that basketball player?
I want to punch him right in the face.
That's your
right
issue.
In the face.
So therefore, you rather square not in the mouth.
I didn't want to know. Also, then I start wondering, like, damn, he's 7 feet tall. He's 7. I could do without knowing that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that in my life.
Exactly my point. Imagine it. And I'm 5'6", bro. Ciara, love you, girl. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. So basically, I got a text here from the 818. She's like, stop going to parties where you know people are going to be that you've hooked up with in the past. There goes college life.
No kidding. High school, college.
What else are they supposed to do?
If you live in a town long enough, that goes for any party you go to.
What's Taylor Swift going to do?
Don't bring her into this.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.